Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyon. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Welcome back to Addicted to the Climb. So let's jump in. Are you lacking faith right now? Or do you just need a boost of hope in your life because life is a little drab? I know it's still the beginning of the year, but sometimes we see all the people doing everything and we feel a little drab, like we're not doing enough or we have to do more. It's always a rat race. And you know what? That can be overwhelming and it can cause you to do nothing. And it can cause you to be faithless. And I'm here to boost your faith with three things that I do to keep my faith on high. Because you know what? Without faith, we don't have anything worth fighting for. I really believe that. I believe we all need faith because faith gives us hope that things will get better. When we have faith, we believe in something bigger than ourselves. And sometimes our thinking gets really stinking, you know, and I know that's a saying, but it does. So when we rely on our own thinking, sometimes we stay stuck and defeated and fearful. And then we have worry that just rises up. So I want to talk about faith because I love talking about faith. That's why you're here on Addicted to the Climb. We are faith fueled. And I just want to infuse you today with three things that I do to just keep my faith on high. Because if I don't have my faith on high, then my emotions are on low. And I like to be excited about life because faith does that for me. So the first thing I want to say is find a community. I'm jumping right into that one because I learned the hard way. I learned really hard because I was doing a lot of things on my own and I was trying to just do the Bible and things, but I realized when I came together with people who are like-minded and wanted to learn more about faith and wanted to deepen their relationship with Jesus and God, doing it together is way more fun. I mean, way more fun, okay? Because then you can share with each other about all the reasons why things aren't working or how are you increasing your faith? And then you're like, oh, I'm like that too. You just feed off each other. And faith together is always better than when we're alone. And I don't mean it like it's not good when we're alone. Listen, I get on a high by myself when I'm driving in the car and I have worship music on and my faith is at an all-time high. But when I come together and get in the room, even on my Zooms with the women in my community, I just feel such a force and such a powerful infusion of faith that I don't get when I'm by myself. It's just different. So if you're looking for a faith community, you can come to mine. I do run a paid mastermind and that is opening back up. Just check my show notes. It's opening back up for April. There's a wait list for that. But also I have an Addicted to the Climb Facebook group that I go live in. And sometimes I do Zoom parties. There's one more. My new book called The One Prayer is out and I am building a community around that book. So we are going to come together in prayer and create this miracle movement that I know God wants to have through the book. So lots of ways that you can join my community, come together in prayer. It's all about connection. When you connect with other people who want to deepen their faith, you can bounce ideas off each other, feed off each other, pray for each other, share miracle stories, share healing. Faith rises in us when we share together. So I believe in community and I believe in connection with other people so we don't feel like we're on an island all the time. Okay, that's number one. That can increase your faith very quickly. Number two is really getting into the Bible. If you want to increase your faith, if you want to find out who God really is in your life, if you need more clarity, if you want to know what direction you should be going in, if you want to know who you are, I mean, that's a question many of us ask. I remember asking myself, God, who am I? Like, what do you want from me in this life? I had to dig deep and I had to get into the Word of God. And the Word of God is alive and breathing and well. And the Word of God, when it gets in you, it does something. It changes something in you. And your faith will rise. Your confidence will grow. You'll gain some courage muscles that you didn't even know you have just by reading the Word of God. I'm telling you, and if you don't know where to start, start in the book of John in the New Testament so you can get to know who Jesus is. And that's his whole story from birth to the crucifixion. And it's a beautiful picture of him and how beautiful he lives this life to show us how to live our lives all from a place of love. So if you want to deepen your relationship with God, get in the Word, start reading it, and it will give you superpowers. I promise it will give you superpowers. You'll be surprised at how your life transforms for the better just by reading the Word. And you don't have to sit for hours. Listen, I know we're busy. We all are running around doing a million different things. Start with 5 minutes every morning. Just read one chapter. That's it. And then I'm going to just say, for me, this is what happened. I started reading one chapter a day. Then I would do two. Then I'd find myself on a Saturday morning in my little prayer room for like 3 hours. My husband's like, what are you doing? And I couldn't stop. Sometimes I just don't want to put it down because every time you pick up the Bible, you learn something new, or God might reveal something different to you, even though you read that same passage. It's so fun. It's super fun. And that's just an incredible way to boost your faith, get to know who God is and what your purpose is in your life, okay? So we have community, connection, and reading the Word. And my last way to just boost your faith is really just so the last way to boost your faith, and this is one of my favorite things to do, is to get into a Bible study. Those are so much fun because first you're building a community with different people like we already talked about in the first one. But a Bible study teaches you something that you didn't know before from a different perspective. You can study a book in the Bible, but you're doing it together. And I love going through different Bible studies because it gets me thinking differently. I start writing in my journal or whatever the workbook is that the Bible study has, but there's always a theme to each Bible study, and it's just a way to grow your faith. I love Bible studies, and there's so many. You can go online on Amazon. There's tons of Bible studies there. You can just Google women Bible studies, men Bible studies. You can Google Bible studies on every topic under the sun. There's so many. Self-development, personal, mental health. There's just even fitness. You can Google Bible studies on fitness because God wants us to be fit and healthy from the inside out. So I hope that you take one of these today, incorporate one of them into your own life, and then just run with it. Just practice one of them at least for a month and see what happens in your faith. I promise you will have a boost. You'll feel fueled. It's almost like you'll grow wings that you didn't know that you even had, superpowers, as I said earlier. And it's just an amazing place. The more you focus on your faith, the more you put time in with God, the more you read His word gets into you and changes you in the best way possible. So I hope and pray that you love this message. If you do, please share it. I would be so appreciative. And drop me a review. Leave me 5 stars and a review means the world to me. And last, do not forget to get on my list for my book club. The One Prayer book is out. I'm super excited to get that into as many hands as God wants because this is a miracle movement. And I know it's going to just take your life to levels that are just unexplainable. Because when God's involved, get ready. You become unstoppable. Well, have an amazing week ahead. God bless. Until next time, keep on climbing.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again and have a healthy and happy week.